Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, 40 years ago this week, Bob Dylan played in Slane. But the night before, the residents of Slane were horrified to find that their village was the scene of a riot. Apparently, drink had been taken. Carol Lee was a photographer at the scene. Afternoon, Carol.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, apparently this started with a row in the pub and it kind of escalated onto the street.
I don't think so, Sean. I think it was a... a row on the street that escalated and went on outside of the police station.
Right, okay. And what started the row on the street?
Well, as I understand it, there were these concrete bins in the village and, you know, by 10 o'clock at night, the bloody things were full of stuff and somebody set fire to one of them very close to the police station. And there was a little bit of a set-to between who set the fire and one or two, because there was only half a dozen police in the village at the time. And it kicked off from there.
Right, okay. And so the set-to, I assume, was between the guards who were trying to arrest somebody who had set fire to one of these bins.
Arrest them, I'm not quite sure, but, you know, reprimanding them. And it just kicked off.
Okay, and so from...
Now, there was drink taken.
I've no doubt there was drink taken. So when you say it kicked off, were there gangs of people attacking the Gardaí or attacking the Garda station?
The Garda station.
Right, okay. How were they attacked? And were the guards basically barricaded inside there?
They were, yeah. Including the sergeant at the time. His wife and kids lived above the shop.
Gosh. And how many people were attacking the Garda station?
Oh, there were, you know, there was plenty. You know, I have no idea. I turned up on the scene. You know, I lived locally, had been in the village earlier in the day. There were a group of people staying in my house and we decided, actually, we'll go for a walk into Slane. And we were walking into the village when the next thing there was, bang. And Ray O'Hanlon from the Irish Press said, oh my God, that's a Black Mariah going up, because he had worked in Belfast, so he was familiar with bad sounds.
Mm.
And so we quickened our pace, and when we got into the village, well, the Black Mariah was on fire. I don't know why there was Black Mariah there, actually, but it was on fire, plus a few other cars. The lads were taken stones off the domain wall across the road from the police station and hurtling them at the police station. And it was just... And then I think there was a couple of Molotov cocktails made with alcohol.
Genie.
Yeah, yeah. And it was all very tense and it all... You know, half a dozen police, what chance did they have against this mad bunch of people, you know, throwing rocks and just kicking off? It was, you know, the police were barricaded inside. Fortunately, the fire brigade from Navan turned up and they turned the hose on the crowd. So that dampened things down a bit.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And then the call went out for the police to, Navan and Drogheda, et cetera, to turn up. And the Navan lads, as I understand it, couldn't find the key to get their riot gear. You know, what sort of riot gear would Navan
have had? Yeah, I've had it anyway.
Yeah. So they contacted a local hardware store and they got sheets of plywood. So, you know, you had, when they turned up, they started moving people off the street, you know, but they were protecting themselves with sheets of plywood.
Ah, yeah. That'll resist anything. A bit of plywood.
Yeah.
And Carol, did you have your camera with you at the time?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
So,
I was snapping away.
Right. Was it a bit scary?
Oh, you know, Sean, you get into the middle of a thing like this, you know. I went in at the back of the police station and I was in the garden and I was photographing and, you know, people kind of knew me, so it wasn't that scary.
Mm.
You know, I don't think I was the target of their irritation, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So, thankfully, you know, and, you know, I had more hassle from the police than I had from the rioters.
Yeah. And is it true the next day then that you went home, you worked through the night and you had photographs to sell?
Yes. So I didn't go to the concert. I didn't have a ticket anyway. I'm a bit tepid about Bob Dylan.
Okay.
You know, some of his songs I love, but, you know, a Bob Dylan concert,
it's a big commitment.
Absolutely, you know. It wasn't the Rolling Stones or some of the more upbeat acts that came to Slane.
Yeah. And so did people buy the photographs then from you the next day who were going into the concert?
No. I went to the newspaper.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you were selling them to people going into the gigs. I suppose that might have given them ideas.
It was a safer bet, you know, to ring up the newspapers than go into, you know, the Irish Times, the Irish Press, a couple of the British newspapers, you know.
Yeah, because apparently they reported on this in like the New York Times as well, like that.
I know, but like, who would ever have thought that there'd be a riot at a Bob Dylan concert?
No, exactly.
You know, peace and love, man.
And all that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it had a knock-on effect, you know. The whole, for Mount Charles, the whole thing of concerts became really fraught, and I don't think there was a concert the following year, because maybe, obviously, people in the village were very annoyed and distraught by what had happened, you know. So, I mean, for rock and rollers, it wasn't a good night.
No, indeed not. Imagine rock and rollers behaving badly. Carol, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Carol Lee there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.